Ugh, it's still not working. I'm not, like, doubting your computer skills, but laptops aren't as easy to fix as desktops. They're fundamentally the same. I mean, I guess, except with a desktop computer, all the parts are on display. There's a panel which tells me that the pieces are meant to be swapped out. But laptops are sealed shut, like a tiny fortress, powered by elves and hamster wheels. See? This is exactly why I didn't want to call you for help. I make one little joke about my unsavviness with tech, and you act like I mean it. I mean, you're not mansplaining it to me, exactly. Actually, you know what? Yeah, you are mansplaining computers to me. Again. How about that? That's harsh? Okay, let's talk harsh. How about all the times you lectured me back in school? In computer science class? Kind of how you're lecturing me right now. You know what? You're right. You weren't mansplaining back then. As the senior student, you seemed to think it was your duty to educate the newbies. But with me? You didn't bother to explain a thing. You skipped that step and you went straight to making fun. Hazing first years was part of the job? Dude, what job? It's not like you were being paid to be my personal drill sergeant. And you kinda reserved your worst put-downs for me. You said I was a lifetime tech support customer when I didn't understand the differences in RAM density. It just felt like you were picking on me. When you weren't staring down my blouse, that is. I know, you're not picking on me right at this moment. But I just had to clear the air, now that I have you on the phone. Yes, while I'm elbow deep in my broken-ass computer. I felt like you bullied me. I just wanted you to know that. Thank you. Apology mostly accepted. By the way, I think it's funny you didn't deny staring down my blouse. No comment? You have a joke for everything else. Yes, I'll focus on the computer. Fine. No, please. Come on. Don't hang up. Not even as a joke. I need this working by tonight. Yes, for my Reddit posting, Twitch streaming, social networking thing. And before you make fun of me again, let me remind you, that's how you found me after all these years. You cyberstalked me, okay? So criticizing my streaming or Redditing would make you a hypocrite. Oh yeah, you totally cyberstalked me. It doesn't matter if we don't live in the same place anymore. The fact that you are searching me up shows how desperate you are to see down my shirt again. Don't worry, it's instinct. Like how all soldiers cry for mommy when they have a near-death experience. You found yourself bored, and in desperation, you went looking for the object of your infatuation. That's right. When the chips were down, you thought of my boobs. Oh, you are so full of shit. You started liking my posts first. Don't think I didn't notice. I mean, it was kind of hard not to, because you went back and liked literally everything I posted since the beginning of time. You, sir, put the cock in cyberstock. Whatever, there is two. If you rearrange the words or something. Okay, well, my point still stands. One, you're an ass. And two, you wouldn't have found me if you hadn't been looking for me. You just happened to find my gaming stream? Okay, yeah, fucking right, dude. Like, if you said you stumbled into my Facebook because of school, I might have bought that. But I mean, come on, man. Of the thousands of people playing Phantom Pain last week, you pick my channel. No, I call bullshit on that. Hmm? Yeah, I've got it plugged in. Try the power switch. You're not trying to just get me off the subject, are you? Because if this laptop doesn't turn on, I'm going to assume you're trying to distract me from how big of a creeper you are. Okay, so you were right. It's powering on. And I can see the boot screen. Now I almost feel bad for giving you so much shit. I said almost. I'm not apologizing for anything. You're still a creeper who used to bully me. Correction, lightly bully. But now you're a useful creeper, aren't you? No, I still have a few hours before I'm scheduled to be on stream. I guess I could start up the game. Make sure it doesn't overtax the system. Especially while I still have you on this call. So, are you doing virtual classes these days? No. You already got hired? Holy shit, dude. You're like the Doogie Howser of computer tech. Oh, you still have to do virtual training. Well, if they're gonna hire you straight out of school, that does make sense. With the national labor shortage, I'm sure there's a lot to bring you up to speed on. It's still really impressive, though. I think you're the only person from class who actually got hired to do computers. You know, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to help me with this. Even if it is help from a creepy perv who used to make fun of me in school. No, I'm not gonna hold it against you forever. Just for a really, really long time. What do you mean, what would make us even? You mean like, you want to make it up to me for all the casual bullying you did? Well, you used to boss me around in class, right? So, what if I got to boss you around a bit? Yeah, that's right. You should let me order you around for a while. Like, just around your apartment. I'm not gonna make you do anything crazy. I just think not being in control for a while might do your ego some good. Look, I'm getting a ride to the store in a few minutes, so I'm gonna need to leave for a bit. But I could text you while I'm out. You know, like, give you your instructions. If I asked you to do something, I don't know, off limits, do you think you'd feel comfortable telling me no? You would? Okay. Because, like, I wouldn't want to bully you or anything. Okay, fine. Yeah. This is it. This is how you're going to make it up to me. You got to boss me around, so now I get to boss you around. And you know the golden rule of the internet, right? pics or it didn't happen? Yes, I'm serious. I'm going to get you to send me a picture of every instruction I give you. Otherwise, I'm going to just assume you've gone back on your word. So do we have a deal? Okay, cool. So, here's your first instruction before I go out. After this, it's going to all be by text, okay? Are you ready to do something wild and crazy for me? I want you to take a funny picture while you're holding your cat. What? Did you think it was going to be something dirty? You would, you perv. For now, I just want you to get used to me having power over you. It's only fair, right? Okay, I gotta go. My ride's here. I'll be back in a bit. You be a good boy while I'm out. And remember, I need that goofy picture with you and your cat. Okay, bye. Hey. Yeah, I've been getting your pictures. Sorry for not responding to the last few. I was on shopping cart duty. It seriously looked like we were restocking a fallout bunker. So, I see you completed my last instruction. Put out a line of cereal for your Roomba to eat. Lucky Charms, huh? They don't sell grown-up cereal where you shop? Oh, I am so fucking with you. I love Lucky Charms. Sugary marshmallows fuel half of my streaming sessions. It looks like you even did the egg challenge. Although I should have given you better instructions. Breaking it on your head was way more than I was going for. I'm just glad you didn't eat it. Because I don't want you to get salmonella, you ass. Okay, you know what? Fine. If you want to eat raw eggs to complete my challenge, you go right ahead. But I'm going to put it on record and say that that's not something I specifically asked for. No? You're not going to Rocky your way around the apartment? Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, looking through all these pictures, I'm actually kind of surprised at some of the orders you followed. You don't mind a little embarrassment, do you? Or taking pictures of yourself? It's all for a good cause. Please enlighten me. What cause would that be? Trying to get back on my good side or making me forget about you hazing me in school? You really want to make up for bullying me. But you kind of already have. I actually really appreciate you helping me with my computer today. No bullshit. And for keeping me company. That was sweet. I didn't realize how much I needed to hear a familiar voice. Even if it is an arch nemesis of mine. I've just been streaming and working so much. I don't know. Listen, I'm a pretty easygoing gal, so I can forgive a lot. I forgive you. But the forget part is something else. That hazing stuff back in the day, that shit actually hurt. Class embarrassment isn't forgettable. You're willing to embarrass yourself, too. If it would make up for it. I don't think embarrassment is the same for you guys, though. Is it? Guys embarrass themselves all the time to impress their friends. To make it fair, it would have to be something embarrassing and something that made you feel super self-conscious. Something that would make you feel really vulnerable. But I don't think that's something that you would just open yourself up to. Is it? It is. You think you can handle being vulnerable and embarrassed? Okay. Then put a sock over your dick. Don't just shove a sock into your underwear and call it good. I want you to take off all that other stuff, and I want you to cover your penis with a sock. But just your penis. You know, like a Red Hot Chili Peppers style. See? I knew you wouldn't. No, I'm not upset. It's just... Well, this wasn't really a fair challenge to begin with. I was just trying to give you an idea of how vulnerable you'd have to feel to appreciate... Wait a second. Holy fuck, dude. Oh my god, you actually did it? Fuck. No, I'm not mad. I mean, I asked for this, right? It's just, fuck. Yeah, this makes us a little more even. Maybe it would make it more even between us if you sent me like a short video too. Of what? Well, you know, just like some other angles or something. Looking down at the sock from the side and the top and I don't know, just like everywhere. Fuck. Holy fuck, you're so hard. What? No, like, I just mean, for that sock to stay on, you must be really hard. So, what's got you so excited over there? Is it my voice? Is it... thinking about how you used to stare at me? The view down my shirt of my huge tits when we were in class? Yeah? Well, good, you creep. I want you to keep imagining that. Just the way you would sit across from me and stare. And... if we're keeping things totally fair, I'm gonna think about the same thing too. Oh my god, no, dummy. I'm not gonna think of my own tits. I'm gonna think about you in class, sitting across from me, watching me do my computer work while you rub that huge bulge underneath the table. Oh, come on, everybody in the class knew what you were doing. Dude, it was so obvious. Oh, you sent me another picture? Holy fuck. That looks so good. You know, if... you're gonna go this far, you may as well touch it, too. What? Yeah. That's what I mean. Go ahead. You've got my permission. To, like, jerk it. Or whatever the fuck you do. But you have to be thinking of me when you do it. like my voice or, oh my God. Dude, you're actually doing it. I can't believe you're jerking yourself over the phone with me. Fucking creep. with a girl you haven't seen since high school? God, you are such a fucking perv. No, I don't want you to stop. I'm just a little surprised. You've been taking my instructions so well. And those little gasps you're making, that's really hot, you know? So, if you get to touch yourself, then fair is fair. I'm gonna touch myself too, but just a bit. Like, pull my tight yoga pants down a little and play with my pussy over my panties. Oh, fuck. You know what I just realized? You're kind of crazy for sending me these. You have no idea what I might do with your pictures. Oh my God, you are so fucking hard, dude. I've seen you excited before, but I didn't know you were this big. Fuck. The tip of your cock is so shiny. Pre-cum. Yeah, I know what pre-cum is. It's just that... Fuck. I really like seeing it. I hope... I hope you don't mind if I pull my panties aside and start fingering myself a little. It looks like you're... picking up the intensity over there, so, you know, just gotta match the energy. Fuck yeah, that's really good. So, tell me more about that pre-cum. Is it, like, really hot? Like, if you pressed it up against my thigh, would I feel hot pre-cum on my skin? Yeah? Do you like thinking about that? About rubbing yourself against my bare, soft skin? Oh my God, I can hear you getting sticky thinking about it. And I bet you can hear how wet my pussy is, too. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, please. Take a picture of it getting all over your hand. I really want to see it. Please. You're getting close, aren't you? I can just hear it in your voice. Those quick little gasps. It's so hot. Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm so fucking turned on. Oh, yeah. Do it for me, baby. Please. Do it for me. I want you to come. I want you to come thinking about me. And I want you to do it on video, too. Yeah, that's part of your penance. For bullying me. You have to come and take a video of it.
And I want you to call out my name when you do it. Is that, I don't know, is that weird? Oh, fuck. Fuck, I can hear you going faster. I can hear how close you are. Oh, fuck, that is so fucking hot. I'm close too. Don't forget to put the camera on. I need to see it. I need to see you come. And I need to hear you moan my name. Fuck. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, again. Please, please say it again. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Did you come? Oh, my God. Oh, you're coming right now. Oh, good boy. Oh. Oh, you just sent me the video? Fuck. Oh, fuck, that's so much. Oh, that's so much, and it looks so hot. Oh, good boy. Was that all for me? Oh, my God. That is so, so... oh, it's so hot. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Are you, have you been watching the clock? No, everything's fine. I just, I need to go get ready. I gotta go set up my camera or I'm gonna be late for the live stream. Whew. No, really. I'm good. I'm more than good. But I gotta go, so I'll talk to you after Phantom Pain, okay? Okay. Bye. Holy fuck. Did I just have phone sex with my bully?